This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, heading into the Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, it's John Rappaport, my buddy from No More Fake News. I can't hear enough from him, so when I get him, I got him, and you got him too. John, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So if we go out to Hawaii, we could barbecue without lighting any coals because it's all there. But we may hold off on that for the weekend. But we do have another story about the EU, the European Union. We've talked about the New World odor eaters, you know, wanting to consolidate power, centralize bureaucracies. We've got a big enough one here in the United States that there are people moving for. I've got a group that I follow called Flexit. Like Florida should secede from the union. I think, you know, every state's got a little bit of that going on because of this centralized bureaucracy kind of really just so far removed from a limited centralized authority that does very few things. To where we are today. And I think Britain was an example a couple of years ago when they did this vote of like, you know what, that EU thing might be good for you, but they're just an unelected bureaucracy trying to tell us what to do.
Yeah. And then there was this statement released by the president, the head, the mob boss of the EU, Jean-Claude Juncker.
What a name.
I call the junk man.
Yes.
And he said, threatening Trump, don't make supportive statements about Brexit and England leaving the EU, or I'll come to the United States and help Ohio and Texas secede from the Union. So I wrote a piece and said, please, please.
Come on.
Come on, baby.
Yeah.
Help us out. We need to do what the original republic was intended to do, which was to severely limit central power. So come on.
Yeah, I was like, bring it on, baby. I love it. And, you know, this has been a subject we've not been afraid to tackle, in fact, this idea that, a small bureaucracy can lead and mandate and force and stop, 320 million people. It's insane. They never intended for that to happen. So if we say, come on, let's promote secession, it doesn't mean we're anti-America in terms of Constitution. And let's face it, how did we establish this country? There was a Declaration of Independence, the right of self-determination. And so, as we encourage Britain here openly, and we've got a lot of listeners in Great Britain on UK Health Radio, we said we're supporting Britain's autonomy and independence, even though you're a monarchy and we're not. We are much like one because we've devolved into a bureaucratic oligarchy, as Jonathan Ebord has said.
Absolutely. And I've gotten, you know, communications from people in the UK about articles I've written about Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
Same deal. The smaller segment breaks off from the larger monster. It's pretty simple and straightforward. And what it means is that for every state, principality, country, whatever, that breaks off, they have more freedom to decide what they want. It's not perfect, of course, but it's better. They can say, for example, well, look, I think we ought to have hundreds and thousands of different natural health practitioners who are doing at least harmless treatments. If we can guarantee that, come on board. Let's break up the medical monopoly and let's have a thriving economy. And all of a sudden people start showing up and everybody's excited, enthusiastic, and money is flowing and healing is happening. And the free market begins to take effect. So the people say, well, okay, for this situation, I'm going to go see a medical doctor. But for all these other situations over here, I'm going to do what I think is best and consult with natural practitioners. You know, in other words, each separating, seceding entity begins to think about what it really wants as opposed to, say, what the European Union demands. These sectors can that break away can say, well, here's what we think about immigration. This is what we're going to do. So now you have a multiplicity of different situations where people make their own decisions. And people can pick and choose. Well, look at what they're doing over there. I think we ought to move over there because we don't particularly like it here and it's a lot more free over there. This is called decentralization, and it's a really good thing.
Yeah, well, you can draw, let's say, the people of like minds. I don't mean a monolithic kind of thing, but certainly your example of what I would call the health freedom state would be a stunning benefit to any state's economy, right? We've seen the benefit of states that have legalized the plant known as cannabis and the money flowing in, the economies of benefiting from it, and the health of the people by and large as well. Now, what's unique about the United States in its origin, the way it was set up, its constitution, is that the states are technically superior to the federal government, specifically to where there is not an enumerated power granted to the centralized, formerly it wasn't supposed to be a bureaucracy, it is now certainly. And in that way, maybe there's elements of the so-called Brexit that doesn't require a dissolution or a secession, but the threat of secession has to be the ultimate check against federal power. You know, the limit to work with the states is supposed to run roughshod over them, if you know they can leave, but then they always say, well, John, that's a little silly because the Civil War settled that, right? It's not like it's illegal, really. It's just we beat you, so you can't do it.
Yeah, which is a spurious and specious argument, to say the least. The states, as you rightly point out, held a great deal of power after the Constitution was written because it was written by representatives of the states at that time. They did not want to give up all their power. There was considerable debate and discussion about that. So, yeah, there is the precedent there. No question about it. And you're right. For example, what would happen if Texas got up on their hind legs and said, look, the federal government has encroached on our constitutional power in the following 27 ways. And we are not going to sit here and take it. We're rejecting these power moves that have been going on for decades and decades and putting an end to it. And furthermore, if we're threatened with the loss of federal money, we'll just reject the federal money, period. Okay, so now the federal government says, well, you can't do that. Texas says, well, we are doing it. And the federal government then says, well, if necessary, we'll bring in the troops. Do it. Mm-hmm. Let's see you do it. Let's have that be a debate out in the public because the media will be forced to cover this in all of its glory.
You're right. And you're so right. And, John, let me just say this because some people have said, well, that's just a xenophobic right-wing idea because you mentioned, like, Texas more of a red state at this point. But what about California? The moment Trump became president, suddenly the states that are more liberal-leaning started looking at this idea of secession and said, well, maybe it's not a racist construct because we want to do it, too.
Exactly. So if California decides, well, we want to become a communist state by our own definition of communist, whatever that is, great. You want to do it? Secede. Make your whatever deal you're going to make with the federal government and secede. And let's see how it works out. No. If you want to pass a whole new series of laws, whatever they might be, that you consider to be Marxist, socialist, whatever, fine. Go ahead. People can decide whether they want to participate and live there or whether they'd rather move to Texas or Rhode Island or Florida, whatever. Pretty simple.
Yeah, this is a concept of, you know, self-determination. You know, freedom to kind of, we've talked about co-creating your life, right? The idea that you're not a, well, whether it be genetic determinism or whether it be government determinism, telling you how to live your life, where you live, what you can do, what you can't do. Again, that concept of communism, collectivism. And again, we see it's a failed experiment every time it's done, but it doesn't stop people from not learning from history and wanting to do it again.
Yeah, and you know, the liberals tend to be, they feel safe because they're not really trying to carry out that experiment. They're just blabbing about it and virtue signaling about it. So they feel comfortable because they don't really have to do anything except scream and yell and accuse and complain. So here's a case where it's not the way. You have to do something about it. California, here's your chance. Do it. Let's see what it would look like. Make it happen. Make it happen. Pass the laws you want. Be as utopian and altruistic as you want to. See what happens to businesses, enterprise, money, medical, whatever, the whole nine yards. Just see what happens. Figure it out. Put it into effect. Make your fantasy come true instead of just sitting there on the fence whining about things. And then we would see. And some people would say, well, this is the place I've always wanted to go. Great. Pick up and move there. And after 5-10 years, see how you like it. You know, my prediction would be it would be a complete disaster, but that's just me. So,
but that is the irony of your article, John. It's like, come on, go ahead, Mr. President of the EU, come on and encourage secession. See what happens as the idea of self-determination and freedom breaks out once again in these United States. Folks, we got another segment. Let's go visit one of those states called Hawaii after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
John, not to get into controversial territory, but some have argued that the state of Hawaii was never officially legally admitted into the Union, that the kingdom was conquered in a sense. And I don't know if we had time to go into that, but since we're talking about self-determination, self-autonomy, and the concept of might makes right, like they said, well, the North beat the South, so therefore secession is off the table. And not because it's a constitutional or unconstitutional issue. It's just that we've got more tanks than you.
Yeah. Well, I'm not an expert on this question, but from what I've read, it does in fact seem to me that we're talking about conquest in Hawaii. We're not talking about just some friendly handshake.
Yeah.
We want to become a territory under the United States or anything like that. But what's been happening recently with this volcano on the big island, Kilauea, I got interested in it. I've been to the big island. I've seen these giant lava fields, not flowing, but what they look like when they're finished, frozen. And here you see these incredible pictures of lava and explosions and so on and so forth. So, it turns out we're talking about fracking, which is a method of bringing up oil, gas, heat from down in the core. And I had to wade through a certain amount of confusion about the word fracking, because people are using it to obscure and deflect the issue. The basis, from what I can see, it's pretty clear, is that when you drill down deep and then inject under high pressure any kind of liquid into the ground.
Millions of gallons.
Yeah. That's what I would call fracking. You can call it whatever you want. Drilling, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do that, you fracture rocks and you raise the probability of earthquakes. And in the piece that I wrote this week, I found that in Switzerland, Basel City faced a very serious problem from a giant geothermal project that they had initiated. And then they found that it was causing earthquakes, a lot of damage. And then they found out through a study, it was predicted that the earthquakes were going to get more and more serious. So they stopped the whole thing. I quote another study that was done in general about how fracking, drilling, increases earthquake activity and makes the area more fragile and more open to earthquakes. So, there is a facility in Hawaii on the Big Island, and I'll just pull this up. It's called the Puna Geothermal Venture, PGV plant, in Puna. And, as confirmed by a reader in Hawaii, and also by a mainstream article from the Washington Post, I believe, which I quote here, May 12th, this PGV facility, geothermal, is on the active volcano.
Hmm.
It's not, you know, vaguely around. It's on the volcano, Kilauea, that has gone active, to say the least. So, that raises the question. What's going on here? Did fracking, drilling contribute to this situation? And recently, in fact it was today, this is unconfirmed, but it's suggestive and, you know, should be looked into. As long ago as 1983, when geothermal began on the Big Island, apparently, Kilauea started to go active after it was dormant. If that's true, we have even more circumstantial evidence that geothermal could be responsible for what's happening in the volcano now.
Right. Well, another leading cause of coincidence in this case for earthquake activity, and that's been reported here in the United States in certain areas of very light or rare earthquake activity that rumbles are happening due to fracking. This is a different form of fracking, but nonetheless, it's the same concept. Drilling deep, putting millions of gallons of water in, and altering the terrain way down below. John, appreciate you so much for covering these things, and always look forward to your next appearance.
Thank you so much, Robert. Great to be here.
All right, stick with it. It is Memorial Day weekend on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to do some predictions about diabetes and obesity coming up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hey, everybody. everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to John Rappaport. Always a blast to have my buddy on with me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. He takes it to places no one else will go, or no one else is capable of going. Actually, others are, but I'd like to entice you by challenging you to go deeper. Use your creative imagination and look at stories in a way that no one else does. Whether you call that going outside the box, whatever. I just super done. I just love getting together with John Rappaport because he can see things in ways and then communicate them in ways. Makes me laugh, but of course always makes you ponder and go deeper than you're normally used to.
Yeah, he drills down into stuff farther than I've seen most people go ever. Mm-hmm. And so it's, yeah, he knows how to uncover the dark and mysterious things under the rocks where people don't normally look.
Right, and that's a funny way to say it, considering we were doing a volcano fracking and earthquake story. You know, that's appropriate.
Yes.
So, where do we go? The deep, dark depths of obesity.
Well,
and
I am saying let's channel. Uh-huh. You know, whenever I see stories like this, it always reminds me of our good friend Derry Doyle, mm-hmm. who loved to have you on to try and decipher stories like this one here that we're going to cover.
Yes, and here's a headline. This is like a predictive headline, and these are always fun to kind of look at and go, oh, no, I think we should end our lives now. No, don't end your life now. Just because they're saying that almost a quarter of the people in the world will be obese by the year 2045 and 1 in 8 will have type 2 diabetes, it does not have to be you nor anyone else you know. If they'll listen to you after you pay attention to what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So I don't think that the predictions – they might be underselling where this is going because still the vast majority of the people of planet Earth have not heard of the Robert Scott Bell Show Super Don. You're just not doing your job in the public relations department.
Well, you know, we have a lot of people that do listen, but yes. I think there's a lot of people that just refuse to listen, I think is what we're looking at.
Well, and you know, maybe you all that are out there enjoying the show once in a while aren't working hard enough to tell your neighbors and your friends and your relatives around planet Earth to know about it, because we could reverse this trend in it, like, you know, the snap of a finger or something, like it's done, right? But of course, I may be exaggerating a little bit on that for effect, because there are a lot of people that are just not ready to hear a message that what they eat actually matters and that it isn't just about quantity. And we're going to get to that as well. But if we look at this prediction, and this is out of the European Congress, since we were talking about EU stuff, obesity in Vienna, Austria. And they demonstrate that if current trends continue, again, 22%, almost a quarter of the people in the world will be obese by 2045, and that is up from 14% in 2017. So, you know, it's on the wrong direction, we can say that, but it's not a surprise. We're witnessing it firsthand. And 1 in 8, over 12%, they say, will have type 2 diabetes, up from 9% in 2017. Now, they tend to get it only partly right or mostly wrong when they make these predictions, Super Don, because they don't go where we go in terms of what's in the food, right? Or their penchant for blaming fat. People are eating too much fat. And they simplify it or oversimplify it to such a degree that the solution is never revealed. So people are going to go around and then they're going to come back to their doctor and their doctor's going to go, hey, how about some Fen-Phen and Redux? Oh, wait, no, that got banned because it was too dangerous and deadly. How about another drug or another drug or another drug? So we have this drug model that still will dominate despite they acknowledge the fact that no matter how many drugs they're throwing at it, more people than ever are getting fat and of course, suffering with diabetes.
Indeed. And, listen, I gotta say, I appreciate Holistic A-Hole, our buddy on Twitter, because he's kind of, ever since he called us onto the carpet on the study about eggs, I've been a little bit more, I guess, observant about where these studies come from. Now, this particular research came from, a Dr. Alan Moses of, Novo Nordisk Research. Now, Novo Nordisk is a pharmaceutical company, and they do focus on diabetes as one of their things. So, with that in mind, if you look through the article here, they're talking about, oh, we need to accelerate the global fight against urban diabetes. We need to fight the good fight and take a look at the global scenario, and we need to yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. Now, they don't actually outright come out and say, we need to come up with new diabetes drugs to slow diabetes.
You know, that's what they mean.
You know, look, I mean, I'm going to say it's reasonable to assume that if this research is being done and touted by a pharmaceutical company, they're not going to say, listen, we need to get everybody taking chromium.
Right.
because they're not going to make any money, obviously. So that you have to kind of assume that if you connect the dots that later on down the road, this is going to lead to something of a pharmaceutical nature.
Right. So if we do take into consideration who came out with the study, which is always a good idea, I still am not necessarily going to dispute the prediction. I think they might not be that far off, or maybe they're even underselling it. Obviously, there's a bias from this researcher to say, let's try to hype it up because maybe we can convince, you know, governments around the world to throw more money our way, right, for research into drugs. But if the trends of eating processed food, factory farm food, minerally deficient foods continue, then this prediction is going to be accurate or underselling it. So, well, what are we going to do here? You know, to go to the practical, since you mentioned it, Super Don, they're not going to promote the use of 100% whole food chromium, GTF chromium. Why? Because it precludes the need for a diabetes drug, any or all of them. Now, when I lectured on hydrogen at the Best Answer for Cancer, you know, I brought up the fact that the mineral chromium in the 100% whole food form, if taken 100 micrograms three, maybe four times a day, you will, within weeks to months, not just reduce the severity of type 2 diabetes, but you will reverse it. Did you hear me? You will reverse it for pennies on the dollar, right? If a bottle costs, like, say, 26 bucks a month, maybe 28 bucks a month, what is that? I mean, that is disaster for Novo Nordisk. That is disaster for the makers of metformin glucophage. That is the disaster for a lot of the manufacturers of insulin. Now, I haven't claimed that it's going to reverse outright type 1 diabetes, which is a different form that damages the cells of the pancreas so that there's no longer production. But in those cases, too, I've had example over the years to relate to you from people who have utilized the chromium and reduced their reliance on insulin to bare minimum because they've begun to understand the kind of food they must eat in order to maintain a balanced blood sugar level throughout the day. So these are quite different than what's being presented in these dire predictions that may or may not be accurate, that may, in fact, be, that probably are accurate.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think you're right. So what will happen between now and 2045? I guess we'll just have to wait and see if we're still around by then, right?
By the way, the doctors were shocked to hear what I had to say. They were intrigued, but they were not aware of it. Even these integrative doctors, again, they have a long way to go to really understand 100% whole food nutrition. And remember last year, Chris Barr lectured there at the Best Answer for Cancer. And like I said, there's still a long way to go for people to understand that food is medicine. And the things that are supposed to be in your food is medicine. Which brings us to the next story. And it's an interesting dilemma. It's a headline from Medical Express. It says, consumers focus on food types, not portions, when it comes to perceived healthiness. Now, that headline screams out, my gosh, what are we doing here? But what, pray tell, Super Don, do you see when you read a headline like that?
If they're focusing on food types and not portions,
yeah,
then you would think you wouldn't be seeing other headlines like people are going to be obese and have diabetes. Because, listen, I think we would agree, would we not, that it's really the type of food and not the amount of food?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, within reason, of course.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're always
reasonable. I'm the one that's unreasonable. You know that.
But,
too,
yeah, right? I mean, that's where the emphasis should be.
Yeah.
And so this to me looks like it could be a very positive story.
Yeah, and this is where we get controversial because we say obesity or being overweight, let's just say, I'm not talking morbid obesity, but being overweight, the BMI is off a little bit, is not, in my mind, a disease. It's not a cause of disease per se. Now, again, morbid obesity is different. That's like reasonable versus unreasonable. If you're eating, because you love to eat, really good quality organic food, and you're just eating more than maybe you need, it's not in and of itself a disease. Whereas, if you eat food that is loaded with toxic preservatives and flavors and colorings and pesticides and, you know, all of these things, devoid of the minerals, that is a distinct difference, and I think this headline is hinting that direction more than just, my gosh, anything you eat doesn't matter what it is. It's only about how much you eat.
Yes, and listen, when you go through this article, the thing that they are warning about, and this is a legitimate, I can't argue with them on this, that people have a tendency when they see something and they go, oh, this is healthy, okay? Yeah. Well, and that can be debatable as well. You really have to know what you're talking about. That they will go, well, look, because this is healthy, I can now eat five cases of it. And it's like, because it's healthy.
Right.
Well, guess what? That is where the calorie theory comes into play. Because it can be as hell. I mean, you could eat 100 pounds of broccoli, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have just assumed, look, that's where the calories come into play. Now you are exceeding the amount of calories that your body needs in order to be able to function at a peak performance. And so then it's going to go, what do I do with the rest of these calories now? Yeah, they're healthy. Sure, they're healthy. But now they got to figure out, what do I do with these calories? And that is where you run into a scenario where you can gain weight.
But remember, too, this was the controversy, and I've been one of the few saying it, that not every calorie equals every calorie. Even though calorie is a measurement of energy, I get that is the same. What is it wrapped in? Right? If it's a refined carbohydrate, there are calories there that are instantly available, and they're going to impact the body differently. It's going to alter metabolism versus 100% whole foods that may contain fat calories that don't necessarily make you fat because of what they're wrapped in, all the accompanying minerals that may be present that are not in the refined food. So this is, again, another layer. If you're really going to be intellectually honest, have integrity, and not intellectually lazy, you're going to tackle these food subjects like we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I think these are, you know, two interesting articles. I love the way you tied them together, Super D. And, you know, hopefully if you're going into the Memorial Day weekend in America where you're listening live on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you'll consider that. You will eat whole unprocessed foods and you'll enjoy it. If you do eat a little excess, make sure you're hydrated, well hydrated prior to that. You probably won't eat as much, but enzymes, different supplements you can take to get you out of a temporary crisis, and then reverse course because it's just a one-time insult. All right, folks, not to insult you, but we have to take a break, and then we're going to be back to wrap it up, maybe in a sillier fashion because we've done some serious stories today. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Shipping, processing, return postage, extra. Auto ship at other terms apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning, damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Karenique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and a bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Karenique is letting 1 million women try Karenique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Karenique Karanique risk-free for a full 30 days. Karanique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Karanique Hair Regrowth Treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Karanique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial ** and the number 646. Dial *646.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, wrapping up our heading into the Memorial Day weekend here in the United States. Those of you listening around the world, whenever you listen to it, again, health, freedom, healing, liberty, always on the line, no matter where you are. And we're appreciative of you being here, in fact, and spreading the word, because we do not have active public relations teams working on our behalf. But if you love the message of health, freedom, and healing, liberty, help Super, give Super Don a hand, right? And put the word out. We love what we do here. Super D, we got, again, any big plans? You going to cook out this weekend? What are you going to do?
No, because it rained. I managed to get some yard work done yesterday, but I think this weekend I'm going to go see Deadpool 2 with my son.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's a thought. We'll have to see about that. Again, right now we got the graduation happening, so my son will be officially graduated. What will he do? Let's figure it out. Does he have to know immediately? Can they figure it out over time? It's okay, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
My kids.
No pressure. Yeah. No pressure. No. All right, folks, we got upcoming events. Pressure on that. The time, the calendar, it works. Treating Cancer with Cannabis, Detroit, Michigan, June the 3rd. Free tickets still available if you come to robertscottbell.com, and you'll see the link. The United States Health Freedom Congress, June 10, 11, 12, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And I look forward to seeing you in St. Paul, Minnesota. Food is Medicine, Curacao, August 5th through the 11th. Code to get a discount. Cancer Prevention Convention, August 19th, back in the Detroit metro area as well. And there'll be more things we're going to be adding into the mix momentarily, so keep checking back into the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So, Super D, do you want to do something silly to get us into the weekend mood, to just kind of enjoy ourselves, or what?
I've got two stories, but I'm having trouble picking between the two, so I thought, how about we flip a coin?
Okay.
Wait, okay. Heads will have something to do with a bear and a banana.
Okay.
And tails will have to do something to do with fire and weeds.
Wait a second. Are you actually going to flip a coin?
I'm going to actually flip a coin.
All right, and I got to call heads or tails. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So which one do you... Well, no, I'm saying we'll do heads with the bare banana.
Right.
And tails will be the weeds on fire.
Flip
Ready?
It. I'm pulling for heads, but flip it. Go ahead.
All right.
There goes the coin.
It's heads.
Yay! All right. Yay! This is my story. Well, I think it's my story because it's the greatest headline of recent memory. Yes. Bear breaks into Connecticut car, fails to eat banana. Now, this indicates that the bear broke into the car to get the banana and failed to get it. I just dispute that because it's not, isn't it? Who is it likes bananas? Isn't it monkeys and orangutans?
Although bears will eat pretty much everything, too. That's why you've got to always hide your food when you go out camping.
And things. But, hey, there's a banana in that. Let me break into that car. I just don't think that's what happened here. But,
all right. Well, I'll give you the backstory if you want.
Okay, please. Yes.
All right. So what happened was there's this lady in Connecticut. She left her driver's door unlocked.
Unlocked.
Okay. So... Believe it or not, this bear figured out how to open the door to the car and climb into the car. Well, when it climbed into the car, it shut the door behind it.
Oh.
And so this lady is calling 911 going, hey, I think there's somebody inside my car. You know, she had a Subaru Outback in my car. And so anyway, they call the cops. The cops show up, and they look inside the car, and there's this adult black bear inside the car. So they let the bear out, and the bear runs off into the woods.
Right.
But this bear completely totaled the inside. I mean, this car is shredded. It looks like spaghetti on the inside of this car. Now, you're probably wondering where the banana is in this story. What happened was...
It's in the tailpipe.
It's not in the tailpipe. But she had a banana in the car.
Right.
And apparently the bear was not interested in the banana.
I mean, if you look at the picture, it's shredded. And to think that it didn't get the banana, too, that's a miracle banana.
Well... They say the bear panicked, and so I'm guessing an adult black bear in panic mode will pretty much destroy anything that's in its path.
Yeah, but the thing is, how did it not? This is a miracle banana. We should turn it into a Hanukkah menorah, and it would
come from everywhere to see the miracle banana.
Yeah, it'll burn for 8 days instead of one, and then we've got the new Hanukkah banana miracle, and of course. This precludes us doing another burning story, which I'll just briefly mention. A guy, apparently totally insomniac, decides that he wants to kill the weeds that are growing in his garage. Did he use a flamethrower?
They just say a torch.
A torch.
But, I mean, come on. Who's going to go try and kill weeds at 4 o'clock in the morning? Something else going on
he's
here.
He's probably taking Tamiflu. You know?
I'm thinking he's drunk.
Nor that. But Tamiflu. I vote Tamiflu. All right, folks. Great show. Thanks again to John Rappaport. Thanks to Josh Hendrick. Thanks to Super Don. Thanks to all of y'all for enjoying the time we get to spend together. And we'll be back, even though it's a Memorial Day weekend, with a special edition live Sunday broadcast of the Robert Scott Bell Show. In the meantime, it's true. Honor those who have fallen for the cause of health, freedom, healing, liberty, and just freedom and liberty in general. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.